ברשות כבוד הרבנים, האברכים, מוריי ורבותיי. Today I want to speak about lighting candles of Shabbat. What is the right way to say the beracha first and then to light the candles, or to light the candles and then to say the beracha? It's a big machloket for a long time, for hundreds of years. I want to put all the shitot to make it clear, this subject. First of all, the Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, the Gemara said, Kol ha-mitzvot kulan mevarech alehen over la'asiyatan. Every mitzvah that we are making, we have to say bracha before we fulfill the mitzvah. According to Harambam, if someone did the mitzvah and he finished the mitzvah and he said the beracha immediately after, it's bracha levatala. Rambam wrote that at his responsa. He said about kiddushin, we say beracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al ha'arayot. According to Harambam, it's bracha on the mitzvah of kiddushin. According to Haritva, Masechet Ketubot, no, it's to praise Hashem. It's not bracha on the mitzvah. So Harambam, at his responsa, Pe'er Ador Siman Zayin, Harambam said that if he gave the kiddushin to the woman and then he said the bracha, even when we read the responsa, even immediately after, it's bracha levatala, Harambam said. But some rishonim, they say it's not leikuva. It's better to say bracha first, but even after, bediavad, it's okay. So about the candles of Shabbat, the question is, when we light the candles, we accept Shabbat, maybe it's impossible to say bracha before. Maybe the beracha, when we say the beracha, we accept Shabbat. We accepted Shabbat, so we cannot light the candles after. This is a question. Okay, it starts, that question, more than 1,000 years ago, Baal Halachot Gdolot. Baal Halachot Gdolot from the Geonim, maybe 1,300 years ago. So he said, he writes about that, not on Ilchot Shabbat, Ilchot Hanukkah. He said, Shabbat Hanukkah, we have to light the candles of Hanukkah before candles of Shabbat. Because if we light the candles of Shabbat first, we will not be able to light candles of Hanukkah after, because we accepted Shabbat. Baal Halachot Gdolot. Some of the Geonim accepted Baal Halachot Gdolot. Sefer HaRokeach, Ra'avaya, Or Zaruah, Maharam Rotenburg, Mordechi, they accepted the Shita of Baal Halachot Gdolot. They said, all of them, that we have to light the candles of Hanukkah before Shabbat. From the other side, Harambam, he said, Halacha, not like Halachot Gdolot, lighting candles, it's not Kabbalat Shabbat. Harambam, Harashba, Haritva. So now we have two questions. First, halakha, it's like Baal Halachot Gdolot, or not? This is first question. Second question, according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, when we accept Shabbat, when we light the candles, or when we say the Beracha? So two questions. Harama, for sure, about that two questions. First of all, Halacha, he says, like Baal Halachot Gdolot, first. Second, according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, when we say the Beracha, we accept Shabbat. Because of that, he said, we have to light the candles first and then to say Bracha. Harama. But the question is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch speaks about Baal Halachot Gdolot, but it's not clear. There are a few opinions about Shulchan Aruch. Halachot Hanukkah, Shulchan Aruch said that we have to light candles of Hanukkah before candles of Shabbat. But from that, all the poskim said we cannot prove that he accepts the shita of Baal Halachot Gdolot. Because Shulchan Aruch, before he wrote Shulchan Aruch, he wrote a big book, Bet Yosef. Bet Yosef, he brings the Mahloket, and he said, usually, when we have two ways, one, to make according to all the opinions, and the other one is Mahloket, of course, we have to follow the way, not Mahloket. So, Shulchan Aruch said, if we light candles of Hanukkah first, it will be according to all the opinions, no problem. Even to the rabbis that the Rishonim, they don't accept Baal Halachot Gdolot, it's not avon to light candles of Hanukkah before Shabbat. Even we have a tadir v'sheino tadir, it comes more often Shabbat than Hanukkah, but it's not so important. Better to light candles of Hanukkah, because according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, it's isur, it's not allowed at all to light candles of Hanukkah after Shabbat. So Shulchan Aruch himself, he explains why he accepted about that Baal Halachot Gdolot. But when we read it, we can see that in this place, Halachot Hanukkah, we cannot prove his opinion about the question Baal Halachot Gdolot or not. But Halachot Shabbat, Siman Resh Samach Gimal, Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud, he brings Baal Halachot Gdolot, and he brings two opinions. Baal Halachot Gdolot, Yesh Holkim. So, big argument about what Shulchan Aruch, what Shita is holding. But there is proof that it's clear Shulchan Aruch is not with Baal Halachot Gdolot. The bottom line, Shulchan Aruch doesn't accept the Shita of Baal Halachot Gdolot. How? Hatur, he said, Tosfot are against Baal Halachot Gdolot. Haran, also he said, Tosfot against Baal Halachot Gdolot. If you learn Masechet Shabbat from the beginning to the end, you will not see any Tosfot about that. But there is Tosfot, Masechet Brachot. The Gemara said, Masechet Brachot, Rav used to pray Arvit of Friday night, Lel Shabbat, mi be'od yom, after Plaga Mincha, he used to pray Arvit. So Tosfot asked, what about lighting candles? Is it allowed to light candles at the time of Plaga Mincha or not? Tosfot said, yes, it is allowed to light candles, Plaga Mincha, even it's a daytime. It's a day that the candles, now you will not enjoy from the light of the candles because you have the light of the day. And Tosfot said, on one condition, to accept Shabbat when we light the candles. Because we need a care that everyone will see that candles, it's for Shabbat. Even it's a daytime, we have light of the day, that it is for honor of Shabbat, to accept Shabbat, that's what said. So we can learn from that when we light candles early, we have to accept Shabbat. When we light candles close to the sunsets, that we start already to need the light of the candles, this time we don't have to accept Shabbat. It's very clear in the Tosfot that only when we light candles early, we have to accept Shabbat. It means the Tosfot, they don't accept the Shita of Baal Halachot Gdolot. Like the Tosfot, there is Tosfot Rabbeinu Yehuda, Masechet Brachot. By the way, Rabbeinu Yehuda Shir Leon, he was a teacher of Or Zarua. Every time he brings him Mori, Rabbeinu Yehuda Shir Leon. And that Tosfot was printed about 50, 60 years ago. And probably this one, Rabbeinu Yehuda Shir Leon, he wrote all the Tosfot Masechet Brachot. All the Tosfot we have, he was Talmid of Ri. Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZaken, Ri HaZaken, that was nephew of Rabbeinu Tam and great-grandson of Rashi. Ri is number one of Baalei HaTosfot. So he was his student, and probably he wrote all the Tosfot, because when we read Tosfot Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's our Tosfot, but longer. Every subject, it's longer. The same words, but always more details, more explanation. So it's connected, very connected. So Tosfot Rabbeinu Yehuda also said that. Rabbeinu Yonah, Masechet Brachot, he brings that Tosfot, he accepted that if we light candles early, we have to accept Shabbat. Harosh, Masechet Brachot also. Atur also. So according to that, Tosfot Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rabbeinu Yonah, Arosh, Hatur, all of them, they are not holding the Shita of Baal Halachot Gdolot. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Samach Gimel, he said that if we want to light candles early, we have to accept Shabbat. He said, you cannot light before Plag HaMincha, but if we light Plag HaMincha, we have to accept Shabbat. So this is the strongest proof that Shulchan Aruch, he is not with Baal Halachot Gdolot. This is first. But now we will go to the second question. According to Baal Halachot Gdolot himself, Baal Halachot Gdolot, he didn't say a word what to do. Lighting candles first or making beracha first. He didn't speak about that, not at all. And more than that, almost all the Rishonim, they didn't speak about that. So what is his Shita? I will prove now that most of the Rishonim agreed that even according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, that lighting candles is Kabbalat Shabbat, it's only after we finish to light candles. Say bracha and then lighting candles. How? I will explain now. Haramban, he is against Baal Halachot Gdolot. And he has big question against Baal Halachot Gdolot. He said, how many candles we have to light every Erev Shabbat? One. יסרתן, ערבתן, הדליקו את הנר, נר. נר ביתו, נר, one. But the minhag of all of Am Israel, many, many years ago, to light two. One shamor, one zachor. The Gemara said that one rabbi saw an old man running Friday night, preparing himself for Shabbat, and he had hadasim at his two hands. And he told him, what is this? The old man said, it's for Shabbat, so why do you need two? He said, one for Zachor, one for Shamor. So we light two candles. That minhag, it's, I don't know from which, since when, but long, long time ago. Anyway, Ramban said, everyone lights two candles. By the way, many people light more than two. There is minhag Sfaradim to light every Shabbat seven. Seven, like the Aliyot, seven. Yom Tov, five. Yom Kippur, six. My mother used to make like that. And Ashkenaz minhag, to have, according to the members of the family. Couple get married, two. First child, three. Every child, another candle. So, Baruch Hashem, my wife asked me if I agree to adopt that minhag. I said, why not? As much as you want. And Baruch Hashem, we have a lot, Baruch Hashem, every Friday. So, everyone has to follow his minhag. But at least, everyone is lighting two. So, Ramban said, according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, how come we light two? After the first one, we fulfilled the mitzvah. We finished the mitzvah. So, to light the second one, it's Hilul Shabbat. Because of that question, Ramban said, Halacha not like Baal Halachot Gdolot. So, I want to ask you, Ramban, how he understand the Shita of Baal Halachot Gdolot? According to Ramban, to light first or to say the Beracha first? I think it's very clear that he understood to say the Beracha first. Because if we light candles first, the Kabbalat Shabbat, to accept Shabbat, it's when we say the Beracha. So what is his question? Light 100, as much as you say the Beracha, you accept Shabbat. So it doesn't matter how many you light. So it means Ramban was very clear, very simple, that even according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, we have to say Bracha first. Yes, it's clear. Harashba asked the same question. Harashba, Haran speaks about that. He brings the question. And Ritva, all the Rishonim, they were against Baal Halachot Gdolot. They said this question. Okay, what is the answer of Baal Halachot Gdolot about that question? Ravaya. Ravaya was a friend of Rabbeinu Yehuda Shir Leon. And he was Talmid of Ri. He says halacha like Baal Halachot Gdolot. For sure, he is with Baal Halachot Gdolot. And then he asked that question about himself. How come we light more than one? After the first one, we accepted Shabbat. He answered. He said, according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, if we want to light more than one, two, we want to light two, so we have to make the first one without bracha, and to say this one is not for Shabbat, just I light candle, not for the mitzvah, and then to say bracha, and to light the second one, and then to say the first one will be also for Shabbos, after we light the second one. So it's very clear, he said, that we have to say bracha first. Or Zaruah was a Talmid student of Ravaya. Every time, Or Zaruah, it's a very big book that was published maybe 200 years ago, the old book. Every time that Bet Yosef and all the poskim brings Or Zaruah, they didn't have the book. They had it from Mordechi, Agaot Maimoniot, and they, Rosh, they used to quote Or Zaruah. So Baruch Hashem, now we have the old book. Or Zaruah writes more than that. He said, first of all, halakha, like Baal Halachot Gdolot. It's very clear that he accepted Baal Halachot Gdolot. And then he writes that question, how come we light more than one? How come we accepted Shabbat after the first one? And he continues. He said, impossible to say that according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, we have to say the Beracha after lighting candles. Impossible. Why? Because Kol HaMitzvot Kulan Mevarech Alehen Over La'asiyatan. We have to say the Beracha first. Or Zaruah put it on the table, clear. And his answer is, yes, we have to say bracha first and then to light the candles. But before we say bracha, we have to make a condition that we don't accept Shabbat until we will finish lighting the candles. That's Or Zaruah.
So maybe the Shulchan Aruch means that also.
What?
Maybe the Shulchan Aruch means that also.
Maybe what?
The Shulchan Aruch.
Yes.
That you have to be Mekabel Shabbat.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good question. You ask a very good question. But look at the Shulchan Aruch. When he brings Baal Halachot Gdolot, he brings also Mahloket according to Baal Halachot Gdolot. If it is good to make condition or not, the bottom line, Shulchan Aruch is not with Or Zaruah. It is with Rabbeinu Peretz that said, you cannot, he brings two. Yes, yes, halacha ki yes, the second one, no condition. So it means, if you say like that about Baal Halachot Gdolot condition, it's nothing. So for sure, when he said you have to make condition, it's only when you light candles early. Yeah. Okay, I go back now. So Or Zaruah, he said, we have to accept Shabbat after lighting candles to make condition. The student of Or Zaruah was Maharam Merotenburg. Maharam was the Gdol HaRishonim in Ashkenaz, number one. He brings the question of his teacher, Or Zaruah, and he accepted his answer, but not 100%. Or Zaruah said, we have to make condition that we don't accept Shabbat until we finish lighting candles. Maharam said, we have to make condition, we don't accept Shabbat until in the synagogue people say Baruch Hu. Until Baruch Hu. So we can see that also, for sure, Maharam Rotenburg agreed that we have to say Bracha first. The student of Maharam Rotenburg was a Mordechi, Rabbeinu Mordechai Bar Hillel, that he passed away, Kiddush Hashem, they killed him, the Christians. And also, he said the same. Sefer HaAgudah. HaAgudah was at the time of Maharam Merotenburg. Also, he said, we have to make a condition that we don't accept Shabbat until we finish lighting the candles. So we can see all the Rishonim, generation after generation. The Rishonim that holding the Shita of Baal Halachot Gdolot. All of them said, we The lighting candles, it's not the Kabbalat Shabbat. The Beracha is not Kabbalat Shabbat. Only the lighting candles. Bet Yosef bring that question also about Baal Halachot Gdolot. And he said, about Baal Halachot Gdolot, question against him. And he said, because we have minhag to light more than one, it means for us the mitzvah didn't finish until we finished lighting all the candles. So we are not accept Shabbat, even according to Baal Halachot Gdolot, until we finish to light all the candles. So, according to that, we can see that in the history of Am Israel, generation after generation, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, everybody was saying Beracha and then lighting candles. What happened? I will tell you. When we check it, we can see how the history of Am Israel, how things change. It's like an example, rice on Pesach. Rice on Pesach, the Gemara said that Rava used to eat rice the night in the middle of the Seder of Pesach. Shnei Tafshilim, one of them was rice. And the Gemara said rice is not Hametz, it's not Mindagan. That minhag also started 800 years ago, one city in Ashkenaz, and step by step, all Ashkenaz accepted that minhag, and then Sfaradim also adopted that. The same thing with candles of Shabbat. The minhag of Ashkenaz changed 600 years ago. It started to change. There was rabbi in Ashkenaz, Rabbi Yaakov Weil. He was a friend of Terumat HaDeshen. So he asked the question against Baal Halachot Gdolot. And he said, according to that question, Ktzat Nashim. Ktzat Nashim, it means Ktzat. Few, very few. They light the candles, and then they say the beracha. Why? Because lighting candles is Kabbalat Shabbat. Because of that, the beracha is Kabbalat Shabbat. So if they say beracha first, they will not be able to make more than one candle. Because of that, they light candles and then they say beracha. Mahari Vail, Mahariu. The same time was Terumat HaDeshen, his friend. Terumat HaDeshen had a student that wrote big book about all the minhagim of Terumat HaDeshen. Every time we can find the opinion of Terumat HaDeshen at this book, Leket Yosher. He brings word after word what Mahari Vail said. And he said, the student of Terumat HaDeshen, Mori didn't accept that. Didn't accept because over La Siatan. So we have to say the Beracha first. It means when the Minhag started to change, it was a quarrel about that. Not everybody accepted. Second generation after that was Rabbi Israel Mibrona, Mahari Mibrona. He said, no way. You cannot light candles and then say Beracha. Because Lehadlik, the meaning of Lehadlik, it's in the future. I'm going to do that. Not after I did. So we cannot say Beracha Lehadlik and to light candles first. But probably after they lived, Mahari Vail and Leket Yosher, about 100 years before Rama, maybe a little more. So, according to that 100 years, the minhag of Ashkenaz changed completely all Ashkenaz. Harama said, we have to light candles and then to say beracha. So it means until the time of Harama, it became minhag all of Ashkenazim. Yeah. But Sfaradim, no. Generation after Shulchan Aruch, there was a rabbi in Halab. In Halab, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen. You know, in Halab, there were many, many big Talmidei Chachamim and many Mikubalim. Kabbalah was very strong in Halab for all the years since the time of Shulchan Aruch in Syria, but especially in Halab. Rabbi Chaim Vital was in Damascus. And Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, his student, was in Halab. And he wrote a book, all the Shulchan Aruch, every subject, he explains it according to the Kabbalah. Book of Kabbalah. So he said, the minhag of Halab, to say bracha first, and then to light candles. Knesset HaGdolah. Knesset HaGdolah was two generations after Shulchan Aruch. Also he said we have, and the minhag also, to light, to say beracha and then light candles. But 200 years later, we can see that many poskim of the Sephardim also adopted the minhag of Harama. Ahida said the minhag to light candles like Harama. Ahida said like Harama. There are two places Ahida speaks about that. Two places. One, he said to say beracha first. So my father brought it, and my father said the truth that Ahida is with Harama. Rabbi Chaim Palachi with Harama. Ben Ishchai with Harama. And if you go to the houses of Moroccan people, you will see all of them like Harama. Syrian people, half like this, half like that, not clear. But Moroccans, almost all of them, they light candles and then they say bracha. So something happened here. And now we have to explain how come, what about kol ha-mitzvot kulan mevarech alein over la'asiyatan? How come the Ashkenaz minhag it's like that? So, now I want to tell you, my father, Alav HaShalom, my father, he wrote about that more than 70 years ago, before, long time before I was born. And he was fighting for that. That we have, he didn't fight about the Ashkenaz. He said that the son of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer told him that Rabbi Yisrael Zalman told his daughters to make a condition that they don't accept Shabbat and to say bracha first, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. But if you see all the generations since Harama, all the poskim accepted that we have to light candles and then bracha. More than that, you know, in Ashkenaz, they used to make chuppah Friday afternoon, Friday in the evening, before Shabbat to make the wedding. So Magen Avraham brings Maharash. Maharash was before, two generations before Mahari Vail. That if a woman wants to light candles and then she wants to go to dance in the chuppah, he said she can light candles without beracha, and she comes back home at night, she can say beracha. And Magen Avraham accepted that. We can see, even not immediately after, even long time after, he said, Magen Avraham, he said it's allowed. Prime Gadim and Eliyahu Rabba, they said no. When it's night, you cannot say word Le'adlik, Hilul Shabbat. So they said, she can go to the wedding, but before sun sets, she has to say the bracha. So we can see the Gedolim, all the Magen Avraham is Gedol Ahonim, number one. All of them, they didn't care about Over La'asiyatan. Why? So that question, many poskim speak about that. Pnei Yoshua speak about that. He speaks about that. Pnei Yoshua, Pri Megadim, Yeshuot Yaakov, many poskim, and they said, according to Harambam, when you make mitzvah, and the mitzvah, you didn't finish making the mitzvah, you can say the beracha. An example, if someone put tefillin, and he didn't say beracha before, he doesn't have to take off the tefillin and then to say, no. When he has the tefillin on himself, he can say the beracha, because he's still fulfilling the mitzvah. And they said also adlakat nerot, lighting candles, when we enjoy the candles Friday night, it's still, we are fulfilling the mitzvah because of that. It's not against the halakha of Over La'asiyatan. I have another explanation. And I found that one book was published from handwriting of Ben Ish Chai, Mikabtziel. He said that. He didn't say what I say about the Tosfot. Tosfot Shabbat, Kafhe Amud Bet. Look at that. We don't have time for that. But look at the Tosfot. You can see that the mitzvah, lighting candles, it's not when we light them. Not the act. It's not the mitzvah. It's just to the real mitzvah to enjoy the candles. To enjoy. It means that when we light candles before sunsets, it's daytime. So the beginning of the mitzvah, beginning, when we start to fulfill the mitzvah, when it starts to be dark, it means the bracha, we say, it's really over La'asiyatan. It's not only that we, in the middle of the mitzvah, like someone had tefillin, and then he said bracha. No, it's before we start to fulfill the mitzvah, because to fulfill the mitzvah, it's when we start to enjoy. So it's really over La'asiyatan. So according to that, I'm from the UN. From one side, I'm telling you clear, my father was right about the history. All of Am Israel until 600 years ago used to say bracha first and then light the candles. From the other side, we cannot say that all the poskim, all the greatest poskim, Ashkenaz, all of them were wrong. And also Sephardim, Hida, Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Chaim Palachi, impossible to say that. So we can have explanation why they accepted the minhag to light and then to say the beracha. It's also over La'asiyatan. So I want to finish. I will tell you a short story about Over La'asiyatan. The Gemara said, all the mitzvot, we have to say bracha first, and then to fulfill the mitzvah, except one. Which one? Tvilat ager. When a goy, he wants to be a Jew, he has to make tevilah on mikveh, he cannot say bracha before. Asher kiddeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu. Hashem didn't order you because you are still a goy. Only after he made the tevila, this is a special thing that beracha coming after. The Gemara said that. So I heard a story from my father. My father, about 65 years ago, he lived in Petah Tikva. He was Dayan in Petah Tikva. One day, one couple came to the Bedin. Bedin, usually people come to divorce. And my father saw the woman was covering her head, religious, and the husband had beard and peyot. My father said, They want to divorce? No. They want to convert. To convert? They look 100% Jewish. They said no. The secretary told him, this guy is an Arab guy. Arab guy. Okay, my father started to talk to him. The man came from Jordan. He was a very high level in the army of Jordan, and he was a spy for Israel. He was a spy. And then when the Mossad knew that they are going to catch him, so they took him from Jordan to Israel with his wife, and they gave him a new identification that he is a Jew and the citizenship of Israel, and him and his family. Next to his house, this Arab guy, there was a synagogue. He started to go to pray. He learned Hebrew very quick. His wife didn't. My father told me, he tested her, halachot melicha. At that time, most of the meat was not with salt, so we had to do it in home. And there are many details, it's not so simple. My father said she answered like she learned all the halachot, like Talmid Chacham. She knew everything. She didn't speak one word in Hebrew, only Arabic, but she knew all the details. Very good. So my father asked him for a long time, you are an Israeli, and why do you want to convert now? He said, because at the synagogue next to his house, most of the people, the religious people, left the area. So sometimes it's only minyan, exactly minyan. When he sees there is only minyan, he leaves the synagogue, because he knows he cannot be part of the minyan. And people don't understand why exactly 10, he leaves. Because of you, we don't have minyan. So he said, I decided to convert. His oldest son, all the children were learning Talmud Torah. The oldest son was learning in Yeshivat Ponovich. So when the son, they brought him to the Bedin, the son was shocked that he is not Jewish. He didn't know that. Okay, my father said, of course, Bedin converted all the family. And when the man himself, he had to go to the mikveh, my father said, he was very excited. And he was crying. He was crying with tears. Wow, I'm going to be a Jew. In a few minutes, I will be a Jew. So then he made the tevilah. And he said the beracha. Immediately after he said the beracha, he put his hand on his eyes and he shouted, Shema Israel! My father said, stop, stop! What? You are not allowed to say Shema Israel before you say Birchot HaTorah. Birchot HaTorah. The Arab guy said, Birchot HaTorah, I said in the morning. My father said, in the morning you were Muhammad, now you are Jewish. Yeah. So, over las yatan, this is special. Even the Gemara said, first Tvila, and then the Beracha. Be'ezrat Hashem, ta'alu ma'ala ma'ala, tamshichu ligdol betorah ve'irat shamayim, tatslichu bechol ma'ase edechem, amen ken yi ratzon. Oh, so what do you mean?
Should I stop it?